A lot of skepticism followed the announcement. General Prayut didn't give an exact date, just saying that elections would be held in November, but that the exact date will be announced in June next year. Now, I asked the former parliament member, Sinichok Sofa of the Democratic Party, and he was still optimistic under the circumstances.
It would be great if Thailand moved forward and have elections as soon as possible before the end of this year, but we don't know for sure when they're going to give power back to the people. But if they have announced that the election will be next year, for us, it's true, then it's moving the country forward.
But others are more skeptical. Listen, for instance, to Brin Tan Thung, a senior advisor to the Union for Civil Liberties in Bangkok. He says the announcement comes after the visit of General Prayut to Washington earlier this month.
They're under a lot of pressure. General Prayut was meeting Trump in the White House. He seemed to say that there would be election next year, but then he corrected himself when he came home and said, well, all he meant was that the date would be announced next year. But he hasn't given a particular date and said, that is the date, we will have elections. So that is why I'm skeptical.
And even if the date is set, say politicians such as Sinichok Sofa, you just heard, there is a lot of uncertainty as to when political parties can start campaigning because they are restricted under the notorious Article 44 of the Constitution. Now, this is an article in the 2014 Constitution that was drafted by the junta itself without any public consultation. That Article 44 empowers the junta to issue any order basically in any field covering national order, security, economy, or public administration, so basically giving them a blank check to do anything they want. Now, Pavel Chachavalpongpun is a political scientist who himself went into exile in Japan after the government put him on a blacklist because he was too critical. He says that this notorious Article 44 may not be lifted at all before the elections.
It is quite likely that it could go into the post-election period because in the back of the mind of the junta understands that there's a lot of people out there still rejecting the constitution written by the junta. And because of that, a lot of people would doubt the transparency, the legitimacy of the election. That also means as they lift Article 44, if the people are not happy with the election, they could come out and protest against it. So I think 44 could be kept even after the election to ensure that a new government is formed. Then maybe they can talk about lifting it.
But even if there is an indication for a date, with or without Article 44, it's not sure if elections will go on as planned.
There would still be a number of events lined up that could also postpone the election. The Queen is now very sick. We don't know when she's going to pass away. If she passed away, then there would be another year of royal funeral. That could also be used to postpone the election. We have not talked about the official coronation of the king. After all, the junta has to make sure that they can completely control the situation. They want to make sure that the new king is put in place comfortably, firmly, that the opposition would not be able to challenge. This is what they are trying to do. That's why they keep delaying it.
Political parties in Thailand now wait for the green light to start campaigning, but with a looming threat of Article 44, they may think twice before becoming really active.